Seaborg was excited by the new realm on the border of physics and chemistry, where chemical elements could be transformed into one another, and to which these powerful laboratories held the key. As soon as he could, he was doing his own radiation experiments. While still a graduate student at the University of California at Berkeley, for example, he bombarded tellurium and deuterium atoms and neutrons in order to convert it into a heavy isotope of iodine, whose radioactive presence could be traced and used to monitor the functioning of the thyroid gland. Tumors could then be found by using a Geiger counter to locate the hot spots where the iodine concentrated. Working with tellurium is always unpleasant. The compound that it forms with hydrogen is like hydrogen sulfide, with its infamous rotten egg smell, but far more offensive. Later, Seaborg managed to delegate the tellurium chemistry to his own student, who had great trouble ridding himself of the stink. Days afterwards, it was even possible to tell which library books he had been consulting from the revolting odor they exuded. Seaborg was not content to leave his experiments in transmutation of the elements at that. He realized that the apparent ceiling on the number of the elements was only a matter of power. The strong nuclear force that binds neutrons and protons together to form the nuclei of atoms is only strong over extremely short distances. In larger atomic nuclei, the mutual repulsion of the positive electric charges of the protons becomes more important. At some point, the two forces could equalize. No one had realized that this might be why we had found no elements in nature with more protons than uranium's 92, Seaborg wrote in a memoir. The obvious thing, then, was to bombard uranium with particles and see whether any of them stuck. By early 1939, there were other reasons to do this. The world was arming rapidly in preparation for global war. Atomic fission had been reported by Otto Hahn in Nazi Berlin. Hahn had bombarded uranium atoms with neutrons and found not merely small particles breaking off, as in a natural radioactive decay chain, but whole atoms splitting in two. He was baffled to find barium, just over half the atomic mass of uranium, among his reaction products. His bafflement subsided somewhat when his longtime collaborator, the Jewish Lise Meitner, with whom he...